This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
You do not have to be 12 and under to know that there's plenty of tech and innovation happening in the toy industry these days. And we discovered at the North American International Toy Fair in New York City's Javits Center this week, this includes augmented reality. A company called Spintails was showing off a duvet cover painted with images from fairy tales. Download an app, hover your device over an image on the blanket, and you see a bunch of 3D animations come to life in your phone or tablet.
What's your name?
My name's Ben.
Do you know our story?
Kind of.
Start from the beginning. We are the Three Little Pigs.
And it just goes downhill from there.
We did not stick around for the wolf. Instead, we huffed and we puffed over to a toy startup called Wobbleworks, which won a Toy of the Year award this year. They make the Three Doodler 3D printing pen that had a very successful Kickstarter campaign a few years back. Think magic marker that draws slowly in three dimensions. The newest product, one for kids called the Three Doodler Start, that spits out fast-drying, biodegradable, and technically edible plastic creations. Its CEO and co-founder is Max Bogue.
Yeah, so Max, thanks for chatting with us.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
How do you compete with other big toy companies that have a huge reputation in the industry?
So we've been very fortunate in that we've essentially created a new category. And by creating a new category, it's been a lot easier for us to enter into retail because we're not in direct competition with a lot of these major companies. So in the early days, we launched with the Museum of Modern Art. We really had this advantage of being this kind of dark horse, if you will, underdog. No one noticed us. And then all these buyers are like, that's cool. I want that.
And this is kind of a trend right now. There's like a trend in educational toys.
There is a trend in educational toys. I like to think that we were before the trend because we've been doing this for 3 years now of trying to push it into education, as well as...
You were doing it before it was cool.
Yeah, we were doing it before it was cool. We've been in almost 2,500 schools at this point. So even English class, you know, history class, you can make temples. And you can have the whole class making temples. So for less than the price of a traditional 3D printer, you can have the entire classroom interacting and doing stuff. Instead of one person putting a print on and then everyone staring at it and waiting 3 hours for it to finish.
Are you guys profitable?
Yes.
How long have you been profitable?
We have always been profitable.
That's really hard to do. How'd you do it?
We spent the first year in our apartments as opposed to buying office space. We only have 33 employees after 4 years of significant growth, and we started as two. So we've really been very conservative. Obviously, $2.3 million on Kickstarter was a great starting cushion. We've never taken any outside investment. We're completely independent. We don't have any debt whatsoever. So we're in a very unique, happy position of being profitable and growing.
Max Bogue, CEO, Three Doodler. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ben. I enjoyed it.